You won't realize we are on social media. That's at RiseFM943. Otherwise, WhatsApp on 072-885-7702. That's where you and I connect and engage in conversations throughout the show. Now, speaking of conversations, we're about to get into our top stories making noise from the net. Taking a look at our headlines this afternoon on Rise FM Lunch. One is pretty ugly. Second one is SA2C there. And we're closing it off with the one and only South African-born Elon Musk. So here's our first story on Rise FM Lunch today. Rapper Pretty Ugly is hitting back at McG, criticizing his family and pregnancy announcement on social media, calling it cringe, saying and questioning why the couple is showcasing their pregnancy and their first daughter on social media. Now, Pretty Ugly came forward to defend his family, saying this is totally unwarranted. As a matter of fact, also emphasizing that seeing a young black family thrive amid rising divorce rates should be uplifting, if anything. It's one thing to go at someone, but to go at their family, that's a different story altogether. Our second topic today on Noise from the Net is SA2C. Now, South African gospel star SA2, you know her from Joyous Celebration, right? The announcement came forward for fans that she will be leaving the group to pursue a solo career. There hasn't been any hoo-has as far as this is concerned. We've seen the likes of Mahalia really do well going solo, so wishing her successful career as a solo artist in the future. The best for last, or did we save the best for last? It's Rise FM Lunch Noise from the Net. Elon Musk. So we now know this about him, right? That he's quite the creative, trying new things here and there. So his latest venture is referred to as Kalina and is a fully autonomous robot chef that apparently can chop, stir, and saute, and also plate dijo, as in meals, on your plate. So to help people eat better with less effort. So if you want a meal, perhaps you want, I guess in the near future, if you can afford to have the services of a robot or AI assistance to cook up a meal for you in the comfort of your own home, then maybe you can hook up a chef and a robot to come cook up and clean up. So I have to emphasize on the fact that he said, Jorge, it does not mean that these would replace chefs. You never even ask for the chef when you go to a restaurant, so you don't know who's preparing the food you are eating at the table. Does it matter? Would it matter? Now that you know that there's some AI robots in the near future to do this, does it matter to you who prepares the food you eat? Let us know on @RiseFM943. Otherwise, once again, on WhatsApp 072-885-7702. Does it matter? Does it really matter? Who prepares or cooks? Not everybody prepares. Some cook the food you get to eat. Does it matter to you though? Huh? Does it really matter? Do you take turns, Ekaya, when you prepare meals in Lini? Are you as comfortable eating the other person's meal that they may have prepared on the day that you did not get to cook? So you're letting us know. And I see Dineo, ne? Dineo, ne, guys, you know what? Anyone can cook my food. Just as long as she's clean and is not messy at all. If I see your dodge and like, how tlape matsogo, go gore dilo tsa gago ke messy, man. Also, how does the stove look after you've cooked? Huh? Isn't that mess going into my plate as well? That's how you feel, Dineo, right? Thank you so much for sharing with us. I see Sekane Stelo King Otu. No, I cannot cook. So I'm eating whatever is prepared by whoever. So it doesn't matter for him. I totally understand you. Does it matter for you? Elon Musk has a whole robot preparing meals, saying it's not going to replace or meant to replace chefs, but it's meant to actually allow you to eat better with much less effort. I don't know if I'd eat food prepared by robots. But there are a couple of people who I'm not quite comfortable eating food they would have prepared, honestly. Cotton candy color scars even put a smile on my broken mule.